This is Every Time You Passed Your Fingers Through My Hair, a The Witcher fanfic written by an author who has orphaned this work and read by
Alka Djevna as Geralt,
Burning Nightingale as Yaskia,
Epaulettes as Ciri,
Litra as Yennefer,
and Rena Jenkins as the narrator. This story is rated G and contains the pairing Geralt-Yaskir, with additional tags for fluff, established relationship, hair braiding, flowers. This is just fluff. So much fluff. I love my soft idiots. No, Beta, we die like Stregobor will one day, alone and unprepared. Someone help Geralt with his hair, because he sure as hell can't do it himself. Yaskir braids Geralt of Rivia's hair. This podfic was recorded for Voice Team 2020 as part of a Week 1 challenge. It starts when Geralt returns from the river. Normally, his witcher coming from a bath is an exquisite sight to Yaskir. More often than not, he's at least shirtless or wearing nothing at all. And although now he's taken to walking into camp fully dressed, since Cirilla and Yennefer are traveling with them, it's still an excuse for Yaskir to admire Geralt's physique, in the pretense that he's merely noticing him arrive. But this time around, all Yaskir can focus on is the way Geralt is practically ripping his hair out in an effort to untangle it. True, he'd fought a few drowners earlier that day, so it was understandably knotted, and Yaskir's aware that proper hair care isn't something they teach at Caer Morhen, but it still doesn't deserve this poor level of treatment. He cringes every time Geralt's hand comes away from his head with white strands threaded between its fingers. Judging by the grimaces on Yen and Ciri's faces, this is as unpleasant an experience for them to watch as it is for him. After about a minute or so of this nightmare, Ciri stands up, breaking the silence.
"That's it,"
she tells Geralt.
"We're doing something about your hair."
"It's just tangled, that's all,"
he says.
"I'll be fine."
"Your hair is getting longer,"
Yaskir points out.
"Since it would be a shame for you to cut it, you should listen to Ciri."
"Yen's hair is longer, and she doesn't make a big deal of it."
"We also don't do frequent wrestling matches with drowners,"
she counters. Ciri lifts a piece of Geralt's hair, appraising. She doesn't look impressed.
"I'm going to braid it,"
she decides.
"That should get it out of the way."
"Ciri..."
She cuts him off with one of those inherited Lioness of Sintra glares. Geralt isn't fazed at all, but after a moment, he relents with an expression of mild amusement, settling down onto the grass of the clearing. Ciri kneels behind him and tediously starts to pick the knots out of his hair. Yaskir shakes his head, observing Geralt nearly wince several times, as gentle as Ciri is. It's his own fault he never bothered to learn what a hairbrush was. It really does mystify Yaskir sometimes how he managed to fall for a man who at times can be this much of a disaster. Then he'll realize that he loves Geralt all the more for it. As Ciri begins to tuck Geralt's hair into a simple braid, Yennefer fidgets with the hem of her dress, seemingly contemplating something, before rising. She goes to sit cross-legged behind Ciri, smoothing out the girl's ashen tresses. Whilst Geralt's braid is still being tidied up, Yen manipulates Ciri's hair into two neat plaits that wind together at the end.
"Stay still, little lion,"
she murmurs under her breath. Ciri tosses her head and laughs, knowing the sorceress's hands can easily keep up with her movements. Despite her journeying with them for perhaps several months now, Yaskir is still caught off guard by exactly how human Yennefer can be sometimes. Seated by their budding campfire, he wonders if the mages at Aretuza ever did this in the evenings. It's a strange thought. Throwing one more piece of kindling into the flames to ensure they won't go out, Yaskir leaves his spot to join the end of this braid train, sitting behind Yennefer. He used to have friends who were girls in Kerak. They taught him how to braid hair multiple ways, and he practiced on them, learning how to do it fairly well. Yennefer freezes when his fingers brush the nape of her neck, gathering up her hair. And he pauses, in case this isn't something she's comfortable with. But the tension leaves her shoulders a few seconds later, and she resumes her task, presumably allowing Yaskir access. Going half by recollection and half by muscle memory, he deftly turns the raven locks into a braid that starts at the right side of her head, descends across the back, and leaves the end to fall over her left shoulder. For someone who hasn't practiced in years, it's not bad, he thinks. By the time the forest around them has begun shifting from day to night, Geralt, Ciri, and Yennefer are all sporting beautiful plaits. And Yaskir? His hair's not quite long enough, and hasn't been for a while, but he is content taking out Geralt's braid at the end of the night.
It's bad to leave it in while you sleep,
he stresses, and running his fingers through his lover's now wavy hair. It happens again, on a night when some wind is howling through the trees so loud that all of them are on edge. Ciri starts winding strands on Yennefer's head, and Yaskir joins in. So begins an unspoken but essential ritual for their small traveling party. Once they've set up camp, wherever they are on the path, someone starts braiding someone's hair, and someone else starts doing theirs, and it goes from there. Since having a witcher, a sorceress, and a princess around can often make for unexpected and generally chaotic situations, particularly near large settlements, it adds a sort of routine to their days. No one says it aloud, but it's calming to have that casual contact with someone you trust. Geralt is the only one who can't plait hair and doesn't seem to have much inclination to learn. But he is willing enough to sit there and let someone else play with it.
You know, you should be grateful for us,
Yaskir says to Geralt, dividing up 6 strands to pull into a more complex look.
If Ciri hadn't insisted that we fix your almost rat's nest, you might have hacked off all your hair with your sword out of frustration, and that should be a punishable crime by the laws of the continent.
He sits up and reaches over to plant a kiss on Geralt's forehead before continuing.
Your hair is a gorgeous thing. Do not ever cut it without our express permission.
Just shut up, Yask.
Geralt sighs without bite, leaning back into the bard's touch. Yaskir learned to read Geralt's sounds a long time ago. It's a happy hmm. Some nights, it's the typical line of braids, Geralt cleaning his armor at the front and Yaskir at the back, trying ever more intricate styles on Ciri or Yennefer. Once Geralt's contracts and Yaskir's singing in taverns make enough coin for Ciri to get material for a new dress, he saves some of the extra ribbon to wind it through Geralt's hair. When they pass the evening near a meadow of wildflowers, Yaskir enlists Ciri to help him pick some. They spend several hours making Yennefer lie down so they can fan her hair out and weave the flowers through it, while Geralt looks on, polishing his swords. During the times their purses are full enough that they don't have to head to the next town immediately, they spend an extra afternoon wherever they are, in the wild. Yaskir uses Geralt's legs as a pillow, while the other two collaborate on his hair, strumming chords on his lute to piece together new songs or fashioning crowns out of buttercups.
See? Now you really are a princess again,
he exclaims to Ciri, perching the ring of flowers on her head. She rolls her eyes at him, but wears it for the rest of the day all the same. He makes one for Roach, and she looks amazing, up until she shakes it off and eats it instead. On the late start mornings, when they're not packing camp at the brink of dawn, and Yen is working Geralt's hair back from his face while Ciri sleeps in, Yaskir climbs into his lap and kisses them both fully awake by the last smolders of the fire. Yennefer very determinedly keeps her eyes on only the back of Geralt's head, smacking the bard's hands away with an exasperated noise when they drift too close to where she's trying to work. Riding into towns is always interesting. The children laugh and grin at Ciri and Yaskir, and try to catch the flower petals that fall from his witcher's braids, while Yennefer looks regal as a queen. The adults turn to one another, some muttering darkly about the butcher of Blaviken, a moniker that Jesker honestly thinks has well and truly worn itself out at this point. But most are standing open-mouthed, because is that truly the fearsome witcher Geralt of Rivia, and the terrifying mage Yennefer of Vengeberg, wearing flower crowns? And even more shocking than that, are they smiling? The only instances where the cycle is broken is when they stay at inns. Yennefer and Ciri take one room, while Geralt and Jesker share the other. He loves having two other companions with him on the path, he really does, but it means that the true moments of privacy between himself and Geralt are a fair bit rarer than they used to be, and Jesker has to value each one he gets. Like right now, for instance. Geralt's hair is splayed across his pillow, fresh from a bath as he lies down. Jesker is on his stomach beside him, braiding small strands around his head. It's lazy and quiet, and he's reveling in just being alone with Geralt. Perhaps he'll knot all the small braids together into something nice, or... Geralt cuts Jesker's thoughts off by suddenly hauling the bard on top of him and meeting him in a kiss, which escalates rapidly as the witcher ducks his head, lips seeking his throat.
Really, Geralt? You want to do this now?
Jesker manages to gasp out.
You're going to tangle your hair and I'll have to redo it.
Geralt chuckles, a low sound that rumbles in his chest.
It'll still be there in the morning. Now stop talking.
His hands wander ever lower down Jesker's sides as he rolls his hips up, until finally Jesker groans, giving in and reaching down to pull off Geralt's shirt. Jesker ends up growing his hair out. He can't manage locks as long as any of the others, but it's impractical to get a cut every time his hair creeps over his ears, so he allows it to grow until it just barely brushes the tops of his shoulders. He certainly doesn't look terrible, in his opinion. And anyway, since he's been with Geralt, he hasn't really cared as much about looking nice for the ladies, beyond his usual standards of grooming. Ciri laces small blossoms through his hair like confetti, while Yennefer pulls it half up, clearing his vision for when they're on the road. There's still not very much you can do with it at this length, Jesker admits, but it makes Ciri happy, and a style change is always good. He still contemplates when he's going to cut it, though, until one morning, he wakes up sleepily to a pair of hands carefully braiding the hair on one side of his head. It's not one he's used to.
Just stay there,
Geralt says. Geralt.
Don't move.
When did he learn? He's even weaving something into the hair there. Jesker can feel it.
Yen taught me.
He answers the bard's unspoken question.
Showed me how to do it on Ciri when you fell asleep. Wanted to surprise you.
Geralt ties the end with what looks like one of Ciri's ribbons, then withdraws his hands.
You can get up now.
Jesker sits up, and Geralt passes him a small hand mirror, one of Yennefer's. In his reflection, he can see that Geralt's made a small, dainty braid that falls behind his left ear. Worked into the strands is the stalk of a flower, the yellow head sitting at his temple. A dandelion, Jesker's namesake.
Do you like it?
He's taken aback slightly at the uncertainty in his Geralt's voice.
You moron,
he says, before setting down the mirror, turning to his witcher, kneeling beside him. Jesker reaches up, cupping Geralt's jaw before kissing him slowly, tenderly.
How could I not love anything you do?
The end. Reader's notes. This podfic meets the Make a Multivoice challenge for Voice Team Week 1. Cover art for this podfic also meets a Voice Team challenge. It is the Replication Challenge, as provided by Arkadyevna. That is, in fact, their head, and that braid is the replication of a braid that got done for Geralt. Yeah, thank you to Team Purple. What are we calling ourselves? Oh, fuck, I forget. The Purple Pontificators? Anyway, our mascot is a dragon holding an eggplant emoji. We are lovely. We are purple, and we are fantastic. Anyway, yeah, thank you for listening. Thank you for Purple Team for going along with this when I dropped it in the spreadsheet. So, yes, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.